We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First thing that always comes to mind when you hear Sterling Heights is Lakeside Mall. So we know that there's a new project in place, and everybody wants to know how's that looking?
Well, there's a lot still to uncover, and there's going to be a long process here involved. But what the city's doing is we're trying to make it as easy as possible for a new developer or a team of new developers to come in. If you look at that property, you've got the mall, and you've got about 1.5 million square feet of retail space. But then you've got 7,500-plus parking spaces that all can be developed. We don't build shopping malls like that anymore with that parking. And we'd like to see that area developed with institutional uses, hospital uses, city, like a downtown city center with gridded streets. And we think it could really take off, but a lot of things have to happen still. And Lakeside Mall is still hanging on. It's still viable. There are still tenants in there that are open for business, but the mall knows and the city knows it has to evolve with the evolving shopping habits of the customers out there.
Talking to Mayor Michael Taylor of Sterling Heights today. I'm sure you heard the news today. Sears filed for bankruptcy. And, of course, the Sears store at Lakeside closed last month, and a lot of others have closed. The issue is, we've seen it now with Northland gone and Eastland is gone. And as you mentioned, a lot of the older style malls are gone. That's a lot of square feet, that Sears store. I'm guessing over 1 million square feet. I don't know how many it is, but it's a lot. And so what do you get to go in there, or do you have to break it up into smaller pieces, do you think?
Well, my preference would be, and I think I speak on behalf of the city council and the city administration and probably on behalf of Sears as well, is it would be better if that building went away. And you can take the 2,000-plus parking spaces that Sears has there. I think they've got about 350,000 square feet. It'd be hard to find a user to go in there. You're not going to find a retail user to take up 350,000 square feet of retail. It's just not going to happen. If Sears couldn't make a go of it, so why would a new retailer come in? But I can envision, that building going away, a new developer coming in, developing the parking lot. Like I said, hospital campuses and community college and university centers, something that's going to bring in foot traffic. And what you also have to do is you got to find unique uses. You got to find like what Great Lakes is doing, bringing in Topgolf, bringing in an aquarium. Lakeside has to bring something in that's going to attract people to come, because it can't just be another shopping mall experience. It has to be something unique and distinctive. And some really smart people are working on that as we speak.
Well, I think that when I was looking up the plans, you name for it was Lakeside Village, and that implies a whole bunch of different things, like what you just said.
Yeah, residential. We don't have, in Macomb County along M59, we've got something like 100,000 motorists per day. And there are a lot of young people and even old people that are either living in large houses that might want to downsize to a condominium, or young people that are looking to get out of Macomb County and buying their first house in Oakland County, going to Ferndale or Royal Oak. I think we can capture those people with higher end upscale condos and apartment units along M59, right at Lakeside, whether it's Lakeside Village or whatever the name is. If you give them something unique, parks and urban beaches is another idea that could go there. Give them something to really attract them. I think you can find that there's a market for that sort of use.
We did mention Mound Road. Everybody always talks about Mound Road. And where do we stand with that?
Well, I got good news. Mound Road is making progress despite the lockout that just ended. The last time I drove down it a couple days ago, it looks like there's asphalt on all four lanes up to 17 Mile Road and three lanes up to 18 Mile Road, where it goes down to three. It's not open, four lanes and three lanes just yet. Still two lanes open, but it looks like they're making progress. And I'm told it should just be a couple of more weeks until we've got that completely open. And that's going to provide a heck of a lot of relief. That was one of the worst roads in the country. And so we've got that done. That's a temporary fix. And starting in 2020, the $175 million fix from 696 to M59. So good news on Mound Road.
And quickly, there's more construction too, of course. What's happening on Hall Road?
Well, Hall Road, we did in Sterling Heights last year. There's still, it's still going on in Clinton Township. I drive Hall Road almost every day. It's a mess, and I'm knocking on wood that that's going to get done. But it looks like Hall Road, it looks like all the construction projects in Sterling Heights are going to be done before the end of this construction season. So very good news there.
Okay, so now let's turn our attention from the roads and Lakeside Mall to the general election. It's right around the corner, and a couple of hot topics on the ballot. Where do you stand on recreational marijuana?
Wow. So
time is short. Let's get right to it.
Yeah, do we have, is that all the time we have? So I'm of the opinion that it is going to pass. And personally, I'm going to be voting in favor of it, because what we have in Sterling Heights is we estimate, our police estimate, that there are several hundred, if not over 1,000 grow operations in Sterling Heights. And these illegal grow operations are basically, they're using the marijuana grown in our neighborhoods to be sold at these illegal dispensaries throughout the entire state of Michigan, and throughout, there are none in Sterling Heights, but they're taking that product and moving it all over. And so I think with the passage of recreational marijuana, it's going to kind of bring the state of Michigan in line with where the rest of the country is going. And so I'm going to support it. And I don't use recreational marijuana myself. I don't plan on using it, but I think that it's definitely reading the tea leaves. That's where it's going.
Is there anything on the agenda at City Council coming up to deal with any sort of ordinance regulating? This has been a problem for many communities, as you know, where these shops can be, how big they can be, how they're going to be regulated, and all that. What's Sterling Heights doing about that?
We're doing nothing right now, taking a wait-and-see approach. We've been approached by a number of people and businesses who are interested in getting into the marijuana industry and having dispensaries in Sterling Heights. We're waiting to see what happens with recreational this November. And with regard to medicinal marijuana, I think you could see sometime next year an ordinance coming to the City Council where we'll be able to debate whether we want to opt in or opt out. Despite the fact that recreational may pass, we could still just decide to do medicinal marijuana only and then determine how many dispensaries we want to have. But it's still an open question, and I know it's something that is going to generate a lot of debate amongst our residents. So I'm looking forward to that process.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we have been talking to the mayor of Sterling Heights, Michael Taylor, and thank you so much for joining us on our Mayor Monday series.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.